More than 20 years ago, Jeff Benedict began studying the phenomenon of athletes who commit crimes. He's the author of the book Pros and Cons, The Criminals Who Play in the NFL, and he's the co-author of a 2010 Sports Illustrated cover story titled Criminal Records in College Football. Jeff, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be back, Bill.
Aaron Hernandez is certainly not representative of NFL players who've been in trouble with the law in the sense that the crime with which he's been charged is murder. How does he fit into your understanding of crime and pro football?
Well, where he fits in is the fact that he has a past. Pretty typically, NFL players who end up on the wrong side of the law during their pro career have been on the wrong side of the law in college. There's a pattern of that. It's not often that a player in the NFL just suddenly goes bad one day and kind of goes off the rails. Usually there are telltale signs, and his pattern seems consistent with that.
It would seem obvious that the better the player, the more likely that player is to get second and third and fourth chances after running afoul of the law. Is that about how it works?
There's no question that talent plays a role here. When draft day comes and NFL executives are making decisions on how to expend these very valuable top draft picks, the thing that keeps them up at night and that they struggle with the most is not on-field talent, it's not health, it's not speed, it's character. There are many success stories of players who are plucked out of high school, they've got a sketchy juvenile record, but they go to college, they do fairly well there, they keep their noses clean, and they go on to the NFL to have a good career and not get in any trouble. At the same time, there are plenty of the other stories, the ones that go south. And one of the reasons for that is that the NFL gives these guys three things that are very dangerous. Number one, a lot of money. Number two, a lot of discretionary time. And number three, an incredible amount of adulation. When you put those three things together, for a guy who's had trouble in the past, that can be a formula for big problems in the NFL.
Jeff, you have written that, quote, sooner or later teams will stop throwing away money on trouble, meaning players who've built rap sheets before being drafted. Where's the evidence that this is likely to happen?
When I first started covering this, there was almost nothing being done about this problem, and there was a total head-in-the-sand approach by not only the NFL, but the NBA and college sports and everything else. That is not the case anymore. Teams and leagues are very well aware of the scope of the problem. They know it better than anyone, and they've actually taken many steps to address it. They haven't licked it, but they've done a lot to address it. And now there's a new commissioner in the NFL who came in, and I think everyone would agree he is much more focused on this than Paul Tagliabue ever was. And he's laid down the law in a number of areas that I think have been good. And I think this case, the Aaron Hernandez case, is probably going to propel the commissioner to go even deeper than he already has. And the whole business with concussions is all part of this. People would say, well, what's the relationship? The relationship is that the NFL is no longer viewed as just this, you know, this sort of game that we watch on Sunday. There are ramifications to this game. Physical ramifications to those who play it, and consequences for those in the game who have issues off the field that actually do reach into the community.
Jeff Benedict's next book, written with Armin Katayan, is The System, the Glory and Scandal of Big-Time College Football, and it'll be out in September. Jeff, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.